Tonight, on Trivia Night, it's our Cinco de Mayo Spectacular featuring 15 festive questions about Mexican movies. What's up, Trivia Heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer slings and arrows, or to rage against the dying of the light, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we wind our way through Pan's Labyrinth to bring you the fiercest and freshest trivia under the sun. I'm your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in the beautiful birthplace of flight, Dayton, Ohio. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along with your best friends since the second grade, or challenge that junior high bully and show them who's stuck inside the locker now, Daryl. Find out just how high you can fly playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode...
Buenos tardes, señores y señoras, y bienvenido a Noche de Trivia! That's right, y'all. Para Cinco de Mayo, I'm reaching deep back into four semesters of college-level Spanish to fumble my way through pronouncing these legends of Mexican movies. From homegrown classics straight out of Mexico City, to a surprise Mexico connection to the MCU, and all the desperados in between, it's Mexican cinema trivia on this Cinco de Mayo edition of Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPurr. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out crowdpurr.com after the episode. Just a quick reminder about our format before we get going. I'm going to ask 15 questions. You've got about 20 seconds to answer. Our games feature multiple choice questions, straight questions without answer options, and drag-and-drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/Y4OW2. That's trivianight.live/Y4OW2 to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPurr. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. Ahora, si estás listo, yo estoy listo. Luces, cámara, acción! Let's play! All right, here we go with Pregunta Uno. Question one. Who was the first Mexican film star to win an Academy Award? Was it A, Dolores del Rio, B, Katie Jurado, C, Emilio Fernandez, or D, Anthony Quinn? A, Dolores del Rio, B, Katie Jurado, C, Emilio Fernandez, or D, Anthony Quinn? Looking for the first Mexican film star to win an Academy Award, and the correct answer is D, Anthony Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You've not seen no one like Anthony Quinn. You didn't really think I was going to go through this entire episode without singing a song. Anthony Quinn is actually the first Mexican film star to win two Academy Awards. He won Best Supporting Actor in 1952 and 1956 for Viva Zapata and Lust for Life, respectively. Moving on to question two. Which popular Mexican actor made his feature film debut in 2000's Amores Perros? Was it A, Demian Bashir, B, Gael Garcia Bernal, C, Diego Luna, or D, Eugenio Derbez? A, Demian Bashir, B, Gael Garcia Bernal, C, Diego Luna, or D, Eugenio Derbez? Looking for the popular Mexican actor who made his feature film debut in Amores Perros? And the correct answer is B, is Gael Garcia Bernal. He appeared in just a handful of telenovelas before landing the lead role in Amores Perros, which was also the debut film from future four-time Academy Award winner Alejandro González Iñárritu. Hopefully, my pronunciation on these is not driving you crazy. Moving on to question three. Which star of 2018's Black Panther was born in Mexico City in 1983? Was it A, Lupita Nyong'o, B, Danai Gurira, C, Daniel Kaluuya, or D, Winston Duke? A, Lupita Nyong'o, B, Danai Gurira, C, Daniel Kaluuya, or D, Winston Duke? Which of these stars of Black Panther was actually born in Mexico City in 1983? The correct answer is A, it's Lupita Nyong'o. She was born to Kenyan parents that were living in Mexico City in 1983. The family relocated to Kenya in 86, and Lupita, whose name is the diminutive form of Guadalupe, holds dual citizenship in Kenya and Mexico. I believe Kaluuya is from London, Winston Duke is from Trinidad and Tobago, and Danai Gurira is from the exotic land of Iowa, which is actually where I am from as well. I was born there, me and Danai. And here we go with question four. What is the Mexican equivalent to the Academy Awards? Is it A, Ariel Awards, B, Genie Awards, C, César Awards, or D, Sophia Awards? A, Ariel Awards, B, Genie Awards, C, César Awards, or D, Sophia Awards? I'm looking for the Mexican equivalent to the Academy Awards, and the correct answer is A, it's the Ariel Awards. They were established in 1946. The Genie is actually from Canada. Well, actually, the Genie is what they used to call their film awards in Canada, and now they're just called the Canadian Film Awards, which is very boring sounding and polite and, you know, very on brand for Canada. The César Award is from France, and the Sofia is the Portuguese Film Award. And here we go with Pregunta Cinco. Question five. Which of these Guillermo del Toro films is not primarily Spanish language? Is it A, The Devil's Backbone, B, Crimson Peak, C, Pan's Labyrinth, or D, Kronos? A, The Devil's Backbone, B, Crimson Peak, C, Pan's Labyrinth, or D, Kronos? I'm looking for the Guillermo del Toro film that is not primarily in the Spanish language, and the correct answer is B, Crimson Peak. Crimson Peak is one of Del Toro's English language films. He likes to go between Spanish language and English language, and I know that I cannot be the only one that thinks his Spanish language films are far superior to his English language features. And here we go with question six. What 2000s movie holds the Mexican record for biggest box office opening week for a domestic film? Is it A, No Manches Frida, B, The Crime of Father Amaro, C, Y Tu Mama También, or D, Hazlo Como Hombre? A, No Manches Frida, B, The Crime of Father Amaro, C, Y Tu Mama También, or D, Hazlo Como Hombre? I'm looking for the 2000s movie from Mexico that has the biggest box office opening week in Mexico, and the correct answer is C, Y Tu Mama También. Your mom shattered box office records. 2001's Y Tu Mama También shattered the domestic box office record when it opened in its native Mexico, taking in $2.2 million in its first week. Let's go on with question seven. What Mexican actor and director is commonly believed to be the model for the Oscar statuette? Is it A, Arturo de Cordova, B, Emilio Fernandez, C, Rodolfo Acosta, or D, Pedro Infante? A, Arturo de Cordova, B, Emilio Fernandez, C, Rodolfo Acosta, or D, Pedro Infante? I'm looking for the Mexican actor and director who is believed to be the model for the Oscar statuette, and the correct answer is B, it's Emilio Fernandez. He was one of the most prolific actors and directors during Mexico's golden age of cinema in the 1940s and 50s. And his 1943 film, Maria Candelaria, won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. It's the first Latin American film to do so. Here we go with question eight. Which of these films did not nab Mexican cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki an Academy Award? Is it A, Gravity, B, Birdman, C, The Revenant, or D, Children of Men? A, Gravity, B, Birdman, C, The Revenant, or D, Children of Men? I'm looking for which one of these films did not win Mexican cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki an Oscar. The correct answer is D, Children of Men. He was nominated for Children of Men, but he did not win. He won 3 Academy Awards in a row, though, for Gravity, Birdman, and The Revenant. He is the only person in the history of the Oscars to win 3 consecutive cinematography awards. They call Lubezki Chivo, which is Spanish for goat, which is quite a prophetic nickname considering he is now pretty much considered the goat of cinematographers. We're going to keep it going with question 9. This is going to be a straight question. I'm not giving you any answer options. So here we go with question 9. Again, no answer options on question 9. Quentin Tarantino named a character in Inglourious Basterds for Mexican horror icon Blank Stiglitz. Again, the question is, Quentin Tarantino named a character in Inglourious Basterds for Mexican horror icon Blank Stiglitz. I'm looking for the Mexican horror icon whose last name is Stiglitz, and the first name is what? And the correct answer is Hugo. Hugo Stiglitz. Tarantino named a character in Inglourious Basterds after Hugo Stiglitz, whose full name is actually Hugo Stiglitz Lopez. And everybody in the German army has heard of Hugo Stiglitz. Here we go with question 10. What Mexican filmmaker stands alongside Kenneth Branagh as the only two people with Oscar nominations in 7 different categories? Is it A, Guillermo del Toro, B, Alejandro González Iñárritu, C, Alfonso Cuarón, or D, Louis Buñuel? A, Guillermo del Toro, B, Alejandro González Iñárritu, C, Alfonso Cuarón, or D, Louis Buñuel? Looking for the Mexican filmmaker who has Academy Award nominations in 7 different categories. And the correct answer is C, Alfonso Cuarón. Alfonso, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let me check that again. Alfonso Cuarón and Kenneth Branagh have been nominated for Academy Awards in 7 different categories. Overlapping categories for them include Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Original Screenplay, Best Picture, and Best Live Action Short. Branagh has 2 acting nominations, and Cuarón has nominations in editing and cinematography. Jeez Louise, guys, leave some of those Oscar nominations for the rest of us. Before we salt the rim on the final 5 questions on Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdper.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. Pick from our 1,000-strong library of 100% original trivia games, or write your own. You can add images, videos, and GIFs, share the link to your game with your crowd, and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, that rim has been salted and these questions are freshly shaken. So let's get back to the game with question 11. What is the name of Salma Hayek's production company? Is it A, Ventana Rosa, B, Películas Peligrosas, C, Troublemaker Studios, or D, Mariposa Movies? A, Ventana Rosa, B, Películas Peligrosas, C, Troublemaker Studios, or D, Mariposa Movies? I'm looking for the name of Salma Hayek's production company, and the correct answer is A, Ventana Rosa. That means Pink Window in English. She founded Ventana Rosa in 1999, so that production company has been around for quite some time. Moving on to question 12. Question 12 is a drag and drop reorder. I'm going to read the question, give you 4 options, and you just put those in correct order. So here we go with question 12. Put these Mexican films in order of domestic box office receipts from highest grossing to lowest. And your movies are The Noble Family, No Manches Frida 2, Mireas Contra Jodinez, and Instructions Not Included. Those movies again are The Noble Family, No Manches Frida 2, Mireas Contra Jodinez, and Instructions Not Included. Move those around, put put those in the order of highest grossing to lowest grossing. And the correct order is... Instructions Not Included, The Noble Family, No Manches Frida 2, and Mireas Contra Jodinez. The 2013 film Instructions Not Included grossed 600 million pesos at the Mexican box office. 2013's The Noble Family grossed 340 million pesos. 2019's No Manches Frida 2 came in at 329 million pesos. And Mireas Contra Jodinez grossed 238 million pesos. I have been asking coworkers for a week how to pronounce Mireas Contra Jodinez. I hope I did it justice. Perla, if you're listening, you were an excellent teacher. Moving on to question 13. What indigenous language did actress Yalitza Aparicio have to learn for her role in 2018's Roma? Was it A, Zapotec, B, Nahuatl, C, Yucatec Maya, or D, Mixtec? That's A, Zapotec, B, Nahuatl, C, Yucatec Maya, or D, Mixtec. Which of these indigenous languages did Yalitza Aparicio have to learn for 2018's Roma? The correct answer is D, Mixtec. Indigenous actress Yalitza Aparicio, whose father is actually Mixtec, had to learn the language for the role. It was the first time she'd ever appeared in a movie, she had to learn an entirely new language, and she was nominated for an Academy Award. Man, like I said, y'all, leave some Oscar nominations for the rest of us. Here we go with question 14. What 2014 horror film is Mexico's first homegrown 3D movie? Is it A, Kilometro 31, B, Más Negro que la Noche, C, Somos Lo Que Hay, or D, Los Parecidos? A, Kilometro 31, B, Más Negro que la Noche, C, Somos Lo Que Hay, or D, Los Parecidos? I'm looking for the title of the first homegrown Mexican 3D movie, and the correct answer is B, Más Negro que la Noche. Black as the night, darker than night. One of those. 2014's Más Negro que la Noche is a remake of a 1975 horror film of the same name, and it's Mexico's first ever 3D film production. Don't waste your time on 3D movies, Mexico. They're overrated. All right. Entonces, we've come to the final question of the game. La pregunta final. ¿Cómo se dice suspense? ¿Dónde está the drama? It's time to close the curtain on our cinematic sojourn through Mexico with one last question. Question 15. Which Mexican actor is the most lauded Ariel Award winner of all time with 8 wins and 11 nominations? Is it A, Damian Alcazar, B, Anthony Quinn, C, Arturo de Cordova, or D, Pedro Infante? A, Damian Alcazar, B, Anthony Quinn, C, Arturo de Cordova, or D, Pedro Infante? I'm looking for the most awarded Ariel winner of all time, and the correct answer is A, it's Damian Alcazar. He has 11 nominations and 8 wins, which means he's only lost 3 of his total nominations. Once again, fellas, leave some nominations for the rest of us. Well, I hope you made it here without getting stranded in space or mauled by a grizzly bear, because that is our show for the week. Please do me a favor. Remember to rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A 5-star review and your generous praise helps spread the word and support this show, because we could not do it without you. Post about your Ariel Award-winning triumph on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have an idea for a topic that you'd like to see featured on a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out crowdper.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this.
Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.